Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Two-thirds of voters believe social media engaged in politically motivated censorship and demand congressional action, according to new poll. So what's the other one-third of voters? Asleep? Lying? Liberals? Democrats? Deranged? Ignorant? All the above. It's not a belief. It's like, oh, I believe it's raining in Austin, Texas today. I believe it was storming last night. We've had like 10 inches of rain. It's crazy. We've had a complete monsoon here. Roads flooding, everything. I believe it rained in Austin, Texas today. I believe that. And so do two-thirds of Austin, two-thirds of my Austin colleagues believe it rained. What do you mean believed? I step outside, it's frickin' pouring. I believe it rained. I believe the Democrats and the FBI engaged in politically motivated censorship on the internet. I believe that. I believe it. I believe there's water in the ocean. I believe that. Now, everybody knows it, except the most ignorant Americans. So here is the analogy. This would be like, and this is why it's so frustrating, but it's not your neighbor's house, it's your house. But this is like if you come home, or let's say you step outside to do some yard work at your house, and you see your neighbor's house is on fire, and there's flames shooting out the garage, and then a window busted out, flames shooting out the window, starting to spread to the main house, and you see your neighbor standing in the street. And you walk out and you say, hey, your house is on fire? And then the other neighbor comes out and he says, yeah, I believe your house is on fire. And he just sits there and watches it burn. Whether he denies it's on fire or accepts it's on fire, it doesn't make a difference. The house is on fire. The house is going to burn down if nobody tries to put out the fire. Like, let's call the fire department. Let's put out the fire. That's America. We're on fire. Except it's not just limited to the garage. We are on a five-alarm fire right now. Oh, hey, the FBI, CIA kills U.S. presidents and covers it up with the media. Oh, hey, the FBI worked with the Democrat Party to censor their political opposition. And it's more important for them to censor Donald Trump supporters than remove child rape from the platform. Hi, your house is on fire. Would you like to put it out? The FBI has lost all forms of trust and credibility, according to almost every new poll. Congressional approval rating, 90% disapprove. FBI approval rating, like 80% disapprove. That's a major downturn. So, yeah. Oh, look, the whole neighborhood's on fire now. Should we do something? Hey, should we call the fire department? Well, too late now. Or maybe that's where we're at. Maybe it's already too late now. Maybe we're all just sitting here watching it burn down and we know it's done. Maybe that's how our government feels. They've felt this way for a long time, so they just don't care that America's burning to the ground. They figure, let's throw some gasoline on that fire. Let's just burn this sucker down even quicker so we can have our great reset, build back better, World Economic Forum, corporate world government. Because we've already sold out to that anyway. So that's what this is like. Complete, unequivocal, undeniable evidence. No reasonable doubt. CIA, FBI helped murder and cover up the killing of JFK. FBI, Democrat Party censored the truth, violated the First Amendment, and censored stories about Joe Biden they didn't like on the internet. Hey, your house is on fire. The United States is on fire. Do we want to call the fire department? Does anybody want to put this fire out? Or are we just going to watch it burn to the ground?
InfoWars' secret weapon is finally here. It's a secret weapon for your immune system, for your stamina, for your energy, for your way of life, for your libido. And it also keeps InfoWars on the air. And I almost forgot, you save at least 50% on these products for what you'd pay for similar products or the exact same products in stores around the country. That's because we go right to the highest quality manufacturer in the nation that supplies some of the top names. They then give us the best deal out there, because the owner is a listener, and we're able to bring it to you with massive discounts. You're not going to find 1,000 milligram high quality CBD for anywhere near the price we sell it. You're not going to find it at the 10 milligram or the 20 milligram. You're not going to find turmeric at 95% curcumin at the price we're selling it. You're not going to find any of this anywhere near that. These similar formulas or the same formulas sell for up to 200% more than we're selling these. InfoWars MD, now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, a true 360 win.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
What did you do when you woke up this morning? What did you do when you woke up this morning? Do you remember? I do, because I do it every morning, and that's I drink Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And let me tell you why, ladies and gentlemen. I'm reading from the facts here on the label. You can find this at InfoWarsStore.com, where Vitamin Mineral Fusion is exclusively available for you. Why do I start every day with Vitamin Mineral Fusion? Here's why. It has 144% of the daily value of vitamin A. It has 1,000% the daily value of vitamin C. 125% daily value of vitamin D. 130% daily value of vitamin E. Do you want me to go on? How about vitamin B6? 588% daily value. How about vitamin B12? As methylcobalamin. 4,000% daily value. These things are good for you. You can't get too much. The biotin, good for your hair, 333%. I mean, it just goes on and on. 1,000 milligrams of glycine, 100 milligrams. L-glutamine, it's got NAC in here as well. Coenzyme Q10, I didn't even get to half of them. It's even got a little boron in there for a little added benefit. It's Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I start every morning with it. I suggest you do the same. Mixes great with fruit juice or water. I like the fruit juice mix for extra flavor. It's selling out quick. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. There is a border crisis going on, and the headlines here are pretty telling. And it's the same thing again. Okay, same theme here. There's a theme. The house is on fire. The country's on fire. It's burning to the ground. So whether it's the corruption at the FBI, whether it's the corruption of the Democrat Party, whether it's the censorship, the violations of the First Amendment, or the southern border, it's all the same. The house is on fire. Does anybody want to put the fire out, or are we going to let the thing burn to the ground? Senior advisor can't say why Biden hasn't visited the southern border. Well, what do you mean? We don't need a senior advisor. He told us. Joe Biden told us why he doesn't visit the border. Because it's not an issue, is what he said. It's not an important issue. It was more important to have 100 gay people and trans people at the White House to celebrate gay marriage. It was more important for Biden to have other celebrities at the White House to promote the vaccine. And also, we've got to get the hundreds of billions of dollars to Ukraine. We've got to get the new omnibus bill passed. I mean, there's so many things that are more important than stopping the invasion that is reaching levels. I mean, folks, even Democrat leaders, Democrat Party members on a local level are like, okay, this is unsustainable. And it's you just extrapolate it out and you realize, oh, it's unsustainable for your cities now. Oh, it's unsustainable for your areas now. Ah, now you see how the conservative areas have felt that you've swarmed with these illegal immigrants. Now you know how the country is feeling and dealing with this invasion that you facilitated at the southern border. I mean, there should be hundreds of arrests. If we had an actual Justice Department in this country, there should be hundreds of arrests dealing with what's going on at the southern border. Hundreds of arrests for that crime of illegal immigration and human trafficking. There should be hundreds of arrests when it comes to the censorship at Twitter and Facebook and Google and YouTube and everywhere else with the government and the Democrat Party. We should be seeing hundreds of arrests for these blatant, gigantic criminal activities. And we get nothing. And Biden says there's no problem at the border. Really? We are in urgent need for help. New York City mayor starts freaking out over impending wave of illegal immigrants. Oh, you have too many. Oh, you have too many illegal immigrants. Oh, we've only brought in 5 million this year. I mean, you're a sanctuary city. Where did you expect them to go? Where did you expect them to go? You're not going to take them into your house. The Obamas with their multiple million-dollar mansions, they're not going to take them in. The Bidens with their multiple million-dollar mansions, they're not going to take them in. So where are they supposed to go? Yeah, look at this footage from these overcrowded facilities. By the way, where's AOC? Where's AOC with the sob story, crocodile tears? You know, the actress. Where's she at? Oh, it's a Democrat in the White House now, so those publicity stunts don't work. I see. Yes, even New York City Democrat mayor saying, this is unbelievable, we can't handle this. Well, you might want to tell the president that, but you're not allowed to do that, are you? Biden has cucked the entire Democrat Party. Or is it China? El Paso mayor declares state of emergency over border crisis. New footage shows extreme overcrowding at the Border Patrol Center processing in El Paso. New York City declares emergency over migrant crisis. Biden says there's no issue. Denver mayor declares emergency, says city on the verge of reaching a breaking point amid influx of illegal immigrants. Yeah, it's the whole country. The whole country's at a breaking point. But see, they just say this stuff to the media and they just put it out there like, oh, you're just feeding the geese or something. Oh, I'm just going to throw you some breadcrumbs. No, there's somebody running this. Why don't you direct your commentary at Mayorkas? Why don't you direct your commentary at Biden? The media already knows this. The American people already know this. We already know we've been invaded. We already know it's a crisis. You have now joined us. Quit telling us what we know is going on. Quit telling us what we've been trying to tell you. All these Democrat mayors from New York and Denver and everywhere else, they should be directing their commentary directly at Mayorkas and directly at Biden, but you don't ever bark up the Democrat tree because they're all in the cult. And that's never allowed. No negativity about the party is ever allowed. So they just put out these statements. The border is a crisis. The border is a massive issue. We're on a breaking point. Okay, who's to blame? Why don't we do something about it? Texas Governor Abbott seeks state probe of NGOs aiding illegal immigrants crossing border. You know, I'm getting a lot of good rhetoric from Governor Abbott. I'm getting some good ideas, maybe even a little execution. Nowhere near enough. Abbott should be leading the way. Like Ron DeSantis has led the way on so many different issues, this is Abbott's chance to lead the way. Shut the border down, Greg. Make the Biden administration intervene. Send the Texas Guard and say, nobody's crossing our border. Take over the Texas border. Yeah, step over the federal government. Yeah, take over and say, no, we're not letting anybody in anymore. We're arresting people. We're not bringing them in. We're not giving them court dates. I mean, if you wanted to give a little bit of an out, you could say, we'll take them to a different state. I'd be okay with that. Just to have a little bit of an out, play a little bit of politics, a little bit of give and take, because it just has to be done. You're never going to have purism. You're never going to have absolutism. So this is nice. Oh, we'll investigate the NGOs. Will you, Greg? Will people get arrested? Will people get fined? You've said you're going to shut down the border in Texas for years. You haven't done it. So You've taken some good actions. You've said a lot of good stuff. You're like 10% of where you should be. See, and it's all strategic, but that's the problem with the Republicans is they are too afraid of strategy that will lead to results, because results leads to pushback. They don't want the pushback. So they put out ideas and never follow through, because that gets them political support and it gets them support in the media, but they don't actually ever follow through. And of course, it's InfoWars or a few other people out there that actually try to hold them to task. So no, the strategy is pretty simple here, Abbott. Stop letting illegal immigrants in. And for the ones that come in, we can have a certain system that says, okay, we'll send you to Arizona, we'll send you to New Mexico, we'll send you to New York. You're not staying in Texas. If you come across the Texas southern border, there are two things that are going to happen to you. Either one, you're going to be rejected, straight up rejected, or two, you're going to be arrested and transferred to a different state. U.S. border cities strained ahead of expected migrant surge. Yeah, there's tens of thousands coming in, tens of thousands of illegal migrants, new caravan heading in. It's easier for them to travel in the winter, folks, because it's not 90, 100 degrees. It's easier for them to travel long distances with the 50, 60 degree weather. And so they're coming in. So another example, the house is on fire. The country's burning down. We all see it. We all know it. Abbott knows it. He said something. Will he do anything about it? I wouldn't hold your breath.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kelly reporting on the January 6th hearings that are ongoing. Oh, boy. I just have trouble reporting on this stuff because it's so, it's just so corrupt. It's just unbelievable how corrupt our government is, specifically the Democrat Party, more specifically this January 6th hearing. Jamie Raskin, who attempted to unlawfully stop certification of the 2016 election, now announcing criminal referrals. Again, so this is the same Democrat Party that denied Al Gore lost, that denied Hillary Clinton lost, that tried to stop those elections from being certified, now saying it's criminal activity to do exactly what they did. So they've now made criminal referrals to Donald Trump on multiple accounts of obstructing an official proceeding, conspiracy to defraud the United States. No, that's the Democrats. That's the FBI. Perjury. That's the big tech heads. Insurrection. It's just ridiculous. And then they say these criminal referrals should stop Trump from holding future office. Well, there you go. I'll tell you what. To me, the Trump 2024 campaign was flatlining, big time flatlining. But it looks like the Democrats have just put a little life back into it. We got a little beep, beep. So the January 6th committee saying we have to make criminal referrals of Donald Trump for doing exactly what we tried to do 4 years before him. And, of course, 16 years before that, we're going to make criminal referrals to Trump, and therefore he shouldn't be able to run. He shouldn't be able to hold public office. Ah, and there it is. You're reminded how much they fear Donald Trump. You're reminded how much they hate Donald Trump, and you're reminded how much of this is motivated just to get Donald Trump out of the way. So there you go, a little life. The Democrats, the January 6th committee, breathes a little life back into Trump 2024, where he has been almost MIA, as far as I'm concerned. Former Trump economist Larry Kudlow, omnibus bill created in the dark, will skyrocket inflation. Yeah, it's totally unprecedented what the Democrats have done with this omnibus bill. Not just the number of dollars, but there's precedents, there's unwritten rules, and you don't pass an omnibus spending bill after you lose seats in a midterm election, which the Democrats just did. But they're going to do it anyway. They give you 2 hours to read a 4,000-page bill. I think it's like $37 billion or something ridiculous. And they say, okay, here's 2 hours, read this 4,000-page bill and pass it now. And the only person I saw saying anything bad about it was Rand Paul. And now Larry Kudlow, Trump's former economic advisor. So it's just total corruption. I mean, we're just, it's unbelievable, man. I really do wonder how this is all going to end. I really do wonder how it's all going to end. Is it going to be 1776 2.0, American Revolution 2.0, Renaissance, Great Awakening 2.0, 3.0, whatever you want to say? Or is this it? Do our current politicians absolutely crush the United States completely? putting us into indentured servitude with the synthetic debt in a world economy, bringing us into the corporate world government social credit score, take away our First Amendment right, Second Amendment right, and everything else that follows. Because this status quo, I mean, there's just, it's something has to give here. It's just, it can't go on like this forever. We can't deal with this government corruption, or we'll all end up being killed or arrested by this current government. And so, you know, you just wonder how it ends. And we'd like to peacefully, politically restore the republic. We'd like to peacefully, politically bring back the American values, ideals, principles that were cemented into our country via the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence. That's what we'd like to see. It doesn't seem our government has that in mind, and most of the media not interested in that either. No, they're going to continue to run their sham hearings. They're going to continue to run their sham pandemics. They're going to continue to force inoculate you with their sham vaccines. Just everything is sham. Sham omnibus bill. And you almost wonder, did Elon Musk really think exposing all the corruption on Twitter would render any results? Was he really that naive? Is Twitter going to have to go into bankruptcy? What about Tesla? How's that going? Because I see a cat and mouse game going on here between Elon Musk and the deep state, whether it was always going to be that way and he knew it, or whether that's what it became after he took over Twitter. We see the government investigating him. We see the government going after him personally. We see them going after his businesses, whether it's Twitter, whether it's Neuralink, whether it's Tesla. All being investigated by the government now. So that's that game of cat and mouse. He's showing the world how corrupt they are. They're investigating and threatening him for showing the world how corrupt they are. So has he made his final move? And now he's just saying, all right, I've done my thing. I've invested half of my life, half of my fortune into doing this. Thought maybe we'd get some results. Thought maybe the American people would care more. Thought maybe the media would care more. But it all kind of fell flat. And I don't want to hear about, oh, don't say it fell flat. People were talking about it. It was the top story. So what? So what? If everybody in my neighborhood is talking about my house being on fire, but nobody takes any action and it burns to the ground, I don't have a house anymore. And guess what? Everybody knowing about my house being on fire didn't do a damn thing. Because they let it burn to the ground. So that's like Elon Musk. It's like, oh, my house on fire. You call 911. Hi, I need the fire department. My house is on fire. And they never show up. Or they never answer the phone. Or they tell you they're not interested. So was this always a game of cat and mouse with Elon Musk and the deep state? Did he genuinely think he could get in there and expose all the corruption, not even realizing that there would be little to no interest from the politicians or the media? And so now he's just like, okay, well, I mean, I invested half my value and my life savings into this, but I guess Americans don't care that their country's getting stolen from them, so I'll just go on to make more cars and rocket ships. Or was it a cat and mouse game, and now he's getting them to back off some of their stuff against him? But a couple other news headlines coming up regarding that on the other side of this break, where clearly, again, whether Musk intended on it or not, there's been a game of cat and mouse going on between Musk and the deep state, because they're threatening to shut down his businesses. He's threatening to show the world how corrupt they are, which should shut them down. Except the problem is, he showed the world how corrupt the FBI was. He showed the world how corrupt the media and the Democrat Party was. The response from the American people should have been much stronger. It wasn't. And so now, Musk is the one at risk from the deep state. And yet the deep state is going to get away with all of it yet again.
I have an extremely important message to all of my fellow InfoWarriors here in the United States and around the world. We are so excited to announce InfoWars MD. It turns out the top company in the U.S. for supplements is owned by a patriot. And it turns out they're willing to give us deals that no one else is getting because they want to support InfoWars and keep us on the air. This deal has been a year in the making, and finally the products are being brought to market. Up to 50% off what you get on top national brands that are the highest rated under the InfoWars label, InfoWars MD, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the first of 10 new products at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's turmeric or whether it's joint care or whether it is super greens, we have them all at InfoWarsStore.com under the banner of InfoWars MD. This is the best deal out there, and it keeps InfoWars on the air. InfoWars MD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535, 802-341-4535, 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
All right, the sham January 6th hearing goes on. Nobody's paying attention anymore because it's just it's joked itself off the stage. But they're still out there doing it. People just don't realize they're still trying to destroy this country. Many of them on their last political legs, like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, using their final gas, their final run, their final legs to help destroy this country, to help the Democrat Party, and to go after Trump.
And so the select committee votes 9-0, oh, shocker, to recommend the Department of Justice prosecute Donald Trump on 4 separate criminal charges, aiding or assisting an insurrection. Oh, yeah, he told people to go home. He said be peaceful. He had a speech. He's the president. Oh, okay. That's amazing. The president engaging in an insurrection, telling people to be peaceful. I see. Obstruction of an official proceeding. Wasn't even there. Literally was not even there in the building in the Capitol that day. Was not even there. Conspiracy to make false statements. Oh, false statements. Boy, where? Oh, imagine that applied fairly and equally. Conspiracy to defraud the USA. I mean, just all total BS. So clearly they're still deathly afraid of Trump. I mean, that's what this tells you right here. This deep state, these crooks, I'm going to lower my, I'm about to get really angry here. I'm about to blow a gasket. I'm going to just calm down here. These bastards, these rat bastards, these sons of bitches, clearly still fear Donald Trump. And, you know, it's almost comical because we're sitting here like the Donald Trump that we know and love, the Donald Trump that we first voted for, we don't even know if he exists anymore. Like, we don't even know if Trump is our guy at this point. But then here they come to remind you how much they hate him and how much they fear him. And you say, okay, well, this is why we supported him. This is why we wanted him in there in the first place. So what comes next? Who moves next in this game of chicken? Will the DOJ move to get Trump before the 118th Congress? Or will this demand for Trump to be criminally charged by the DOJ fall flat? And then maybe we will see the pendulum go the other way with the 118th Congress. I still don't have much hope for that, but I do have some hope. Just a little. Just a smidgen. Now, quick programming note. I'm going to be hosting the War Room today as well. Gerald Celente is going to be hosting the fourth hour of the Jones Show coming up in about 30 minutes. And I do intend to take calls, your response to the Elon Musk poll and your response to the Donald Trump criminal referral by the January 6th committee. But we're going to have to wait till later on in the War Room because I do have some other news still to cover. But just want to give that quick programming note. Also, before we move on with the news coverage. I told you why I start every morning with Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I'm not going to tell you again. I read the nutrition or the supplement facts here on the air for you. That's why I start every day with Vitamin Mineral Fusion. But it's 50% off. It's selling out quick at InfoWarsStore.com. But I want to tell you about something else here. And I was not aware that this was going to happen, and I'm excited it is. The Real Red Pill Plus is back. This used to be a regular thing for me with my supplement routine every morning, was the Real Red Pill Plus. And I've actually had to get a different supplement because really it was the pregnenolone in there that works so hand in glove with DNA Force Plus, which is why I really liked it. But I mean, the vitamin K is also huge. The yerba mate gives you a little bit of an energy. So there's all kinds of great things in here. But really, it's the pregnenolone, it's the vitamin K, and then it's just the mixture of everything else with the zinc and the magnesium that makes this supplement so special. The Real Red Pill Plus is back at InfoWarsStore.com and 50% off. And so this is going to be going right back into my morning supplement routine. Glad we finally have been able to get the Red Pill Plus, the Real Red Pill Plus, back in stock. This is a serious game changer, and I will be adding it back to my morning supplement routine in light of this news today. All right, here's the rest of that Musk news I was talking about. EU threatens to sanction Elon Musk's Twitter over temporary suspension of media journalists. Oh, man, that's funny. That's funny. So when Twitter was censoring hundreds, if not thousands, if not tens of thousands of journalists, the EU had no problem. But now that it's their guys, now that it's the globalists, now that it's the liberals, now that it's the Democrats, now the EU has a problem with the censorship. Oh, that's rich.
That's rich. That's just hilarious. Adam Schiff threatens social media companies. If you'll be responsible moderators of content, we will give you immunity. Yeah, you tell them, Adam Schiff, you're the big man. Big man Adam Schiff. You're the boss man, aren't you? You're big daddy, big brother government, aren't you? You little pencil neck piece of... Oh, Adam Schiff, if you moderate content responsibly... Let me translate this for you. Let me translate Democrat Party propaganda into English for you. If you censor Republicans, conservatives, and Trump, we will give you immunity. But if you censor us, we're coming after you. So that's Adam Schiff to Elon Musk. Either work for us or we'll destroy you. How do you like that from that pencil neck, bug-eyed freak? Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'm running. Guy, I'm running out of patience early today. Get him off the screen. Thank you. I'm already out of patience today, folks. I'm not even done with 3 hours. I'm already out of patience for these crooks. I'm just so sick. I'm just so sick of these corrupt, lying, criminal politicians crushing us. I'm just, why? Why do I have to deal with Adam Schiff? Why? Why is this demon goblin? How does he get away with such a thing? You better do the bidding of the Democrat Party, or we're going to use the power of the government to shut you down? I mean, what? SWAT raid this piece of garbage now. Get him out of office now. This man is a direct threat to our republic. He doesn't uphold the oath of the Constitution. He used the Constitution as toilet paper. Adam Schiff tells Twitter, do censorship for us, the Democrat Party, or we'll shut you down. Unbelievable. Oh, Adam Schiff, the guy that told you under oath in a congressional hearing, what did Adam Schiff say? I have the proof that Donald Trump colluded with Russia. How many times did he say that? I have the proof. I have the evidence. Well, let's see it, dirtbag. Let's see it, pencil neck. Let's see it, shrimp. Let's see it. But see, he gets away with all kinds of crimes. So he comes out with the arrogance to say, Elon Musk, you better use Twitter to do the work of the Democrat Party and the FBI, or we're going to shut you down. Total criminal, total mafia behavior. Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos invest in Australian-designed brain implant. Is that a little tit-for-tat against Elon Musk? Is that a little deep state against Elon Musk? Huh? I'm a little neutral on Bezos. I think he could go either way. Gates, we know where he stands on all of this. But is that Bezos kind of being like, all right, I'll put a little skin on the deep state side here. Let them know I'm willing to play ball. Shadowy U.S. spy firm promises to surveil crypto users for the highest bidder. Oh, you know, I should have probably covered this on the War Room because this is another War Room told you first. And look, I'm pro-crypto. I'm not here knocking crypto, but I have to bring a little more leverage, or rather common sense, to the crypto commentators that I get sick of, because I think there a lot of them are dishonest too. They told you crypto unhackable, crypto is nothing can ever go wrong. Oh really? Then you had the FTX scandal, and now you've got the U.S. saying they can spy on all crypto purchases. So.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
The kid what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you forget? It's Joe Biden. What's he been up to lately? Nobody knows. But when he does show his face and talk, you know he's lying or sniffing a little girl. In fact, there was the only thing I saw from Biden last week. What was this girl's name? There was some Asian girl who went to the White House. It was part of the big gay marriage celebration. I heard there was an orgy in the basement afterwards. You know, they all like getting that access, doing a little JFK tunneling. And so she made a joke, though, how she let Biden sniff her hair. And so it's like even the liberals that support this guy know he's a completely perverted creep. But that's all I've seen from Biden in the last 7 days. So you've got a president missing in action. Who knows what his deal is? Is he healthy? Is he sick? Is he getting blood transfusions? Is he in a hyperbaric chamber? You know, I don't know what he's doing. But I do know he's lying when he talks.
Everything Biden says is made up. I was hoping somebody would just straight up put the list out of all the things he's just completely made up. I'm not talking about political lies or stuff. I mean, just stories he's made up, just completely made up. Yeah, there it is. Tiffany Fong. You know, Tiffany, you're a pretty attractive girl, but you're not really Biden's type. It looks like you're actually over 18. And so I'm not sure you're really Biden's type. You may have to actually ask him to sniff your hair. He probably didn't volunteer that. But, you know, that's just another story. Everything Biden says is made up. He's been a truck driver, a lumberyard worker, a university professor, a gang-busting lifeguard, a rider of Amtrak trains, a civil rights protester. And he even got arrested trying to bust Nelson Mandela out of prison once. But, of course, none of these things are real. He did it again this weekend, though. Biden claimed that he's been to Afghanistan and Iraq up to 40 times and twice as president. But in reality, he went to those countries only half that amount of times and not once as president. He then claimed he had an uncle who he personally awarded with a Purple Heart while he was vice president. Except he didn't. He just straight up didn't. So I don't know how you make that one up. Wow. So this is Joe Biden for you. He just makes things up, just whole cloth. It's a fun game. We could all play it. Yeah, guys, you should have seen me. I was the MVP of the... I've had quite a year, actually. I was the Super Bowl MVP. Okay. I was the Super Bowl MVP in February. And then this weekend, yesterday, I was actually competing in the World Cup for Argentina. I won the World Cup yesterday. I was on the field dancing and celebrating with Lionel Messi and the Argentinian soccer team. And that's been my year. I won the Super Bowl and then I won the World Cup. I've had a hell of a year. Me and Joe Biden. Let's talk about Joe Biden's millionth embarrassing gaffe. Yeah, he's the gaffe president. He's the Disappearing Act president. And everybody knows he just lies about everything. Or does he lie or does he genuinely have no idea where he is? Maybe both. Biden plans to celebrate his so-called great achievements before Christmas. I wonder what that's going to be. What has he got? He's got less than a week now. I wonder what the accomplishments will be. Gay marriage and, he'll say that he lowered gas prices, which he didn't do. So, okay. And he didn't do gay marriage either, actually, ironically enough. He didn't do either one of those things. So, he'll claim he got you gay marriage and he'll claim he lowered gas prices. He did neither of the two. Amazing stuff. Joe Manchin refuses to answer whether he is going to leave the Democrat Party or not. Interesting. To me, that means yes. He would have said no unless he's thinking about it. How could anybody not want to leave this party? There's creepy Uncle Joe. There he is. Some people don't even think it's the real Biden. There is no real Biden. That's the joke. Republicans fear a McCarthy speaker bid may fumble and disappoint voters. Oh, my gosh. Thank God the Republicans are on top of it, guys. They have no idea the temperature of the room. They have no idea of anything that's going on. Hi, we'd like some action as far as the election being stolen from Trump. Oh, I forgot. You're not allowed to say that. You're a bunch of cowards, too. Okay, how about some action on the Twitter files showing the Democrat Party and the FBI worked in collusion to censor Trump voters and censor the Hunter Biden laptop story and lie to us about it? Anything on that? No, nothing. Okay. How about Joe Biden opening up the border, 5 million plus illegal immigrants? Anything there? No, nothing from the Republicans. Okay. And then the Democrats continue their big January 6th sham hearing. And what do we get from our Republicans? Nothing. That's what you get. You get nothing. I mean, I understand why people want to be a Democrat. You get all the privileges. You get liberal Democrat privilege. You know, this whole white supremacy, white privilege thing is actually a myth. What you really have is Democrat liberal supremacy, Democrat liberal privilege. Figure it out. You be a conservative for a year, see what kind of privileges you get. Or you be a white person, see what kind of privileges you get. You go be a liberal Democrat for a year, you'll realize you can do whatever you want. and you'll be just fine. Now, there's some noise coming from the Republicans here. I've got a small hope that it amounts to much. GOP to release 100-page rebuttal to January 6th. In the 100-page-plus rebuttal, Jim Banks alleges that the Capitol Hill police and the FBI were underprepared, noting that the January 6th panel has never dealt with such serious issues linked to security at the Capitol that day. Jim, you're smarter than that. Not only were the Capitol Hill police and the FBI underprepared, it was by design. And not only is the January 6th panel not serious dealing with these issues, they have no interest in dealing with those issues. They don't want to deal with those issues. Those are their issues. So, I mean, if that's the pushback we're getting from the Republicans, get ready to drown. Get ready to be in the middle of the ocean without a lifeboat. North Carolina Supreme Court rules voter IDs are racist because minority groups don't know how to get IDs, I guess, is the argument there. But, of course, North Carolina becoming a strong red state. So get ready. I'll tell you right here. In Charlotte and probably Asheville, last I checked, those were the two bluest areas in North Carolina. I believe they're Charlotte and Asheville. And you watch, both of those areas will have a significant increase in votes ahead of the next election. And it will be not your normal percentage. It'll be an anomaly. Say, let's say there's an average of 4 or 5% increase in votes steadily for like the last 5 years. It'll be 10, 15%. And that'll be the total ballot harvesting done by the Democrats that they're about to do in North Carolina ahead of 2024. So, Republicans, hi. Do you want to see North Carolina become Arizona? Do you want to see North Carolina become Georgia? Do you want to see North Carolina become Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota? Because that's what the Democrats are about to do. I'm telling you, they're telling you right here. You want to listen to InfoWars maybe for once in your life? You know, next year's news today, you know, people years ahead of their time. So get ready for that. The massive ballot harvesting operation is about to go down in North Carolina. They're going to flip it blue, and the Republicans are going to write a 100-page memo. Republican Representative Mike Turner, House Intelligence Committee, will seek FBI secret files using subpoena power if necessary. If necessary. These guys are so behind, it's not even funny. The Republican voter, like the average Republican voter, is now ahead. The average Republican voter is now ahead. The average Republican in office is still behind, though, significantly. Carrie Lake shows the bastards in the media what they can do with their lies and smears of Donald Trump. She gives them the old shove it routine. You know, I'm kind of at a mixed bag on this because I do, like me personally, I like this stuff. That's why I like Trump. I kind of like giving them the what for and the how to and the pushback and, you know, telling them to go shove it where the sun don't shine. Let them know we're not afraid of them anymore. But do we just completely abandon any sort of reverence or class when it comes to our political discussions and debates and deliberations? Because that's quickly where it's going. And I don't know if I'm ready for that to be the case, because I don't think that's good for anybody. However, that's not the Republicans that did that. It's the Democrats that did that. They're the ones that ruined the conversation. They're the ones that flipped the table over. They're the ones saying men can get pregnant. They're the ones saying trans kids is gender-affirming surgery. So they've already changed the standards. They've already lowered the bar. It's already a filthy, disgusting slobber knocker. Maybe now the Republicans are just ready to actually fight. Maybe now it's time. Hey, they not only did the Democrats didn't take the gloves off long ago. They got the knives out. They got the guns pointed at us. Republicans are like barely even getting the gloves off now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.